Welcome to the Cabin Cast, your getaway primer.
Eric.
Hello.
Welcome back to Wisconsin.
Yes, it is good to be back.
You just got back from a whirlwind trip to Colorado.
Yeah, I pulled a reclaimed barnwood kitchen in our really big trailer and a bunch of other furniture all the way to Colorado, which took really long time. I think I was getting like 7 miles to the gallon. So you can imagine how many times I had to stop driving out to Fort Collins, and I was there for maybe 2.5 days and then turned around and came back. So I was driving bookended just as much time as I was there. So it was quite a whirlwind tour.
And by yourself.
By myself, yeah.
Which makes it different. I know we were talking in the last podcast before your trip, you know, what that's like. That's so different when you're not with your little kids and having to listen to what they want to listen to.
Yeah.
And did you listen to anything good?
You know what? I just use the time to kind of find new bands, explore music, catch up on podcasts that are out there. The podcasts recycle, and I kind of noticed a lot of the ones that I listen to have less staying power. So if you miss them and you find out all the news and the things that are happening, it's not, you don't really go back and listen to them again because you don't want to hear comments on things that happened 2 weeks ago. But I did listen to some really good ones.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so let's talk about road trips. Like before the show, we were saying we talk about road trips on here a lot, but that's such a big part of getting away.
Yeah, and getting to the places you want to be.
Right. And so a lot of times more adventure happens on the trip there or the trip back than even when you're on your vacation. So did you have any interesting things happen on the road trip?
Yeah, a couple things. One, on the way back, there was a band of storms that kind of crossed the Midwest with really torrential downpours through Iowa and Nebraska. And I was delayed 4 different times. They actually moved all the traffic off the highway, off of I-80, which is a huge highway. So you're following, I was pulling a big trailer, following semis like into a small town in Iowa. And then they kind of, you know, cut past, go through downtown and cut past. And then Google always tries to take you on the faster route and skip the traffic snarls and things because it must pick up what the other people in Google on Google Drive using. So I'm pulling this big trailer. I turn down this Iowa road and all of a sudden I'm on this gravel. And I mean, you spent some time in Iowa. The gravel, gravel roads are not always consistent. It's not like a freshly graded, perfect thing. So I'm pulling this trailer. I had to put my truck into 4-wheel drive. And with the rain, the mud and the clay, it was like this clay was just spraying up everywhere. And I was having trouble getting my truck and trailer up the hill because, again, full of furniture.
Oh, my gosh.
And the minivan behind me had to be like, this guy has got to be insane.
Right.
And then I pulled back onto the road, kind of, you know, jump back in line after skipping this little corner, and then pulled into a gas station and looked at my truck, and my silver truck was brown from all the mud and rain.
Oh my gosh.
And then the other one was I came through the Twin Cities and I was kind of within striking distance of getting home, but it was like midnight and I was ready to stop. So I use Hotwire a lot when I travel for work because usually I can find a really good deal on a hotel. I know the general areas. Hotwire does a decent job of kind of guiding you mostly until now. And I just plugged in, you know, kind of the range, the price point on the Hotwire hotel. They don't tell you, if you haven't used Hotwire before, they don't tell you what hotel you get until you book it because they have pretty good discounts. So you might be able to save 50, 60 bucks on a hotel and you end up with a really nice place for a really reasonable price. But you, I guess you're rolling the dice, although it hasn't really felt like that before. They kind of tell you, hey, the last person that booked got this hotel. Last person that booked got this one. Well, I plugged it in, hit the button. I think I was pulled over at a rest stop when I booked it. So I was trying to get there fast and get to bed. And Motel 6 popped up. I haven't stayed at a Motel 6 before. I read some of the reviews. It had 4 stars, but it was a little weird because it was a 2-star hotel from Hotwire, but people had rated it as 4 stars. But then when I started looking at reviews, I got this weird kind of sick feeling in my stomach that it wasn't going to work out well because it was a lot of 1s and then some 5s. And the 5s just said it was clean. The 1s had tons of stories of like you can hear everything through the walls. It smelled like smoke, all these issues.
Do you think the 5s were people like their friends that went on?
That was the strange thing because I'm like, it definitely would never be a 5 because you walk in and it was you know, they had the seemingly, it might have been COVID glass, but it felt like the way they had it set up, it felt like bulletproof glass. And then I asked where I could pull my trailer, and she's like, "Nah, there's no place to pull your trailer. Good luck finding a spot." That's what the person said. So I kind of pulled into a weird spot. I turn over and there's, I don't know how to even say this. There was someone smoking from a glass pipe, which would tell me it was
something maybe, they maybe shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. Right in the truck next to me when I pulled in, and the guy kind of looked over and then tried to hide it. So I'm not feeling great at this point. So I walked up into the room. They had signs in the hallways and on the doors that said, "Make sure to deadbolt your door at night."
Oh my gosh.
So I get into the room, and it had the like painted over smoke smell where it had been a smoking room for years, maybe 50 years. And then they just painted some kills over it. So it was clean though.
Right.
But wasn't feeling great about the whole situation,
the
laying in bed.
Safety part.
Yeah. And some of the hotels, like I've carried furniture for 20 years. So the mattress being at least a reasonable quality and not just metal with fabric stretched over it. So I was just laying there. I'm like, there's no way I'm sleeping. So I actually just packed my stuff up, and I was 2.5 hours away from my parents' cabin in Tomahawk. So I just drove straight through. So I'm going to be a little more persnickety about what happens on Hotwire and what I pick. And
right.
But usually they say that you will get these type of hotels, and all the hotels that were on the list, and then in tiny little letters it says, or a hotel that is fairly comparable, you know, or something like that.
Fairly is a big word.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just tough. You know, it made no sense though for me to lay there for 3 hours wide awake
because
I wasn't really keen on the noises that were going on in the halls. And it was just, you know, a rough one. And I'm not even a super picky. Like, I don't need to be staying at the, you know, Hilton Grand in Chicago to be happy. Like, I just need a clean room. I need an air conditioner that works and, you know, a reasonable sense of safety.
Yeah. Not a sign to deadbolt your door.
Yeah. Deadbolt your door and you know, cock back the revolver just in case.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so.
Yikes. Well, I bet our listeners have some funny stories of their road trip stays at hotels, or, you know, getting to one that you think it's going to be something and it is not. It's like a movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To think of that.
Well, a couple episodes ago, we were talking about how you used to just book your cabin retreats off of a brochure.
Yeah.
Like, you'd just read a brochure. There were no reviews. You couldn't know anything. And or you contact the Chamber of Commerce. They would put you in touch. You'd make a phone call.
They'd mail you the brochures, yeah, the packet.
And if it went terrible, it's not like you can tell anybody so that you're warning anybody else.
Right.
I mean, you and I, you know, being in business, know the positives and drawbacks of the review system. You know, at Roughing It, we get most everyone loves your store, but then you'll get a 1-star for no reason because somebody liked something and they didn't like the price tag on it.
Yeah.
They're like, because of that, we hate your business and we're going to, in a 1-star, you need like 5 5-stars to make back the distance a 1-star does.
Yeah.
But it is nice for hotels where you just want to generally know what you're getting into.
Yeah. Especially for safety and cleanliness reasons.
Yes. Especially for safety and cleanliness.
Yeah, if you had been with your kids, you probably wouldn't have even, like, you would have pulled in and left.
I would have rebooked.
Yeah.
And the hard part is that the place that I really like to stay, I like Hampton Inns. They just have always done a good job. And it was literally next to a Hampton Inn. And so I was like, I could have just gone over there, I guess. But I was feeling, you know, it's a work trip. And you're like, I just spent this money. Hotwire, you can't get a refund. That's one of their things. Like, the savings means you cannot refund. So I'm like, I'm not going to rebook a hotel.
Yeah. Just drive a little bit.
Yeah. And you kind of figure when you're driving, that's the one thing on road trips and about pushing it a little bit more. Either way, you're driving that same distance. It's not like you're saving yourself time or not. So you're really just deciding when to sleep.
Yes.
So I think I got into the cabin at 3 and then slept in till like 10.
Well, and I think, you know, it makes such a different choice of where to stay when it is, you know, it's just you, or even if you do have the family, but you're just sleeping.
Right.
And you don't want to spend the money on, like, I love to stay in boutique hotels that are creative and beautiful and inspiring, but to do that, just to sleep there isn't always.
Oh, right. And I, again, not picky. I'm happy to sleep wherever, but I would have rather been in a tent, you know, over the hill and behind the Fleet Farm than, you know, staying there.
Oh, my goodness. That's a vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, oh my goodness. Well, I'm glad you made it back.
Oh yeah. I never felt like I was in danger, but you know, it was all fun.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's great. Well, what else is going on in your world?
No, just a busy fall. Like, we were just sitting down going over our schedule for recording, and we appreciate everyone being patient with us over the summer with our kids' ages. And, you know, your older kids are going off to college and all the athletic events and things. And my little kids are getting into those, like the very beginner stages. I've been doing some coaching. We're working through our schedule and figuring out the best way for us to record and get consistency built in, and then to showcase and promote things out to everybody. But we're just looking and, you know, got some hunting trips planned. And
yeah, you got a trip to Ireland planned.
Going to Ireland, which should be a really good time. That'll be
this is the Eric on the road season. So
maybe I'll be able to do some on location reporting directly from things.
Yeah, so that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so I'll be in Ireland, New Mexico, and then Kansas and Nebraska, which I've talked about Kansas and Nebraska before. So
yeah, that'll be awesome. Yeah, my fall is lots of football games, because I've got a couple football players and a football coach. So that kind of grounds me to where those are. So we'll be in Iowa and around here. And then I have a new driver in the family. I have five kids, and my fourth one is now driving. Wow. So that changes a lot, too.
You can continue to be chauffeured around town, right?
I know. And I might have her start driving me around just so we can have that time back together, because she looked at me as she was going to school this morning and just said, "I miss you." And my little heart was like, I know, it's like we're passing in the night now, that she can kind of do her schedule herself and I don't have to pick her up. And so it does change things. I have to think about being more intentional about maybe me not running as much so that I am home when she gets there.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and my youngest son, I was taking him to school and I'm like, "Well, I have you to still take." And he said, "Yeah, but I can ride with Landry from now on." And I'm like, "Wait, what about me? What about me?"
Right.
So, that's lots of changes.
Yeah, things change. Oh, that reminds me of a Twitter post that I saw that was hilarious about the parenting thing. I'm going to pull it up. This one really stuck with me and made me laugh. Today, this is from Emma Pickett at Makes Milk on Twitter. "Today, when I was walking with my 18-year-old son, we talked about the concept that one day I carried him for the last time. That idea, you put a young child down and never pick them up again, right?"
Oh,
you know what about that? It just makes your heartstrings go. "We decided that was unacceptable, so I gave him a piggyback for 20 yards.
I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could give my older kids, my big football player,
her son might not be a football player.
But I guess you never know what you can do till you try.
Right, exactly.
So, and I think he'd look at me like, "You want a what?"
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Makes me laugh. The Cabin Cast is brought to you by Roughing It in Style. On The Cabin Cast, we talk a lot about making memories. But what makes a home or getaway more likely to create those cherished times? The Interiors team at Roughing It in Style is here to help you find that perfect memory-making balance in your home. The balance between gathering and privacy, form and function, relaxation and entertaining. We have two showrooms stocked with furniture, decor, and lighting. Our Up North store is in Harshaw, Wisconsin, 10 miles south of Minocqua, and our Out West store sits on the doorstep of the Rockies in Fort Collins, Colorado. Find out more and plan your visit today at roughingitinstyle.com.
One of the things I was thinking about too, when you were talking about your travels and that you're going to be so many places, I noticed that you said a word differently than I do. And I had also, a few weeks ago, my kids were making fun of me. So I grew up in Texas.
Right.
And when I first went to college, I still had my full accent. And people would just ask me to talk. They wanted to just hear what I would say. And sometimes they'd be like, "That's not a real word." And I'd be like, "Yes, it is. We do say that." And my roommate, back then you would talk on the phone when we were getting to know each other. My freshman year, we didn't text or check each other's Facebook accounts to learn about each other. And she talked so fast, I could not understand her.
Where was she from?
She was from Iowa.
Oh, wow.
But I had to concentrate on the phone with her because I could not keep up with it. And now I've lost my accent. I talk like I grew up in Wisconsin, and my friends back home make fun of me, you know, for how I say things. But my kids last week were making fun of me for a word I say. And I'm like, "What do you mean? What's wrong with it?" So I say tourist.
Oh, instead of tourist?
But I say tour, but I never ever knew until they started making fun of me that I say tourist.
Yeah.
So I started calling my friends from home and my siblings to say, how do you say T-O-U-R-I-S-T? And then they would tell me. And some said it my way and some said it the other way. So I don't know the answer or if it, I'm just weird, but that was one word that I said differently. So I got curious and I pulled up, I Googled words that people say differently, and parade.com has an article, 50 words people say differently. And our listeners are from all over the United States. Some have moved around a lot. We have people from other countries. So I'm curious how you're going to say these words, Eric. And then I want our listeners to think about how they say them.
Yeah. So we'll get a lot of people driving the car saying things out loud.
Or telling us we're wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm moving. Kristen's sliding her computer over.
So I'll point to the word, then you say it, then I'll say it.
Okay. Tomato.
Tomato.
All right.
So you know that? Do you know that?
Tomato.
You know that song, right? Tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
Horror.
Horror.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're the same on that one. But some people, this article, we'll give the link to it because it also shows different ways that people do pronounce words.
Yeah, they have the phonetic spelling or data.
Data.
Oh, you say data.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a data analyst. Pecan?
I say pecan, but where I grew up, a lot of people say pecan.
Pecan. Apricot.
Apricot.
Apricot?
Yeah.
It's like April. I guess that makes sense. Apricot. Apricot. Okay. Leisure.
Leisure. But I think I would like to say leisure.
I would like to lead a life of leisure.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could pick how we want to say words. Oh, my goodness.
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief. Yep.
I say handkerchief and you say handkerchief.
Handkerchief.
Okay. So we're different on that one too.
Adult.
Adult.
Adult. That would be the adult.
I don't want to be one of those.
I don't want to be an adult. Realtor.
Realtor.
Realtor. Realtor. I think that's one that I actually switched up lately because I've heard so many advertisements about finding a realtor, and it used to be realtor.
So now,
but if you look at the spelling, it's realtor. So there's no extra in there.
Yeah, but I do always say realtor.
Yeah, and people add that. That's like an extra thing.
And it is here in the phonetics.
Right. No, that is the way I used to say realtor.
But now you've been influenced.
I've been influenced by advertisements by, you know, talk to your realtor today. And I'm like, why do they say realtor? And I'm like, oh, that's the way it's spelled.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Often.
Often. But I think if I talk fast, I say often. I know I do.
Yeah.
That's, I say often. I often go over there.
Yeah.
Often. But maybe that's us.
Yeah. Some of these you just have to slang. Put a little English accent on it when it gets too proper.
I know. I asked Brian the other day if he could start speaking like King Charles. And
yeah.
He looked at me and kind of shook his head.
I just read King Charles is keeping his name, which I didn't know was a thing, that they had the opportunity to change their names.
If anybody has, one of my favorite series was The Crown. So have you watched that yet?
Some of it.
Yeah. I want to go back and rewatch it though now.
Hour.
I struggle because I'm like reading it. And I think sometimes I say it differently than I even read it. Yeah. Like I read it hour, but I think I say R a lot.
Let's go get our car.
You just did too.
Yeah.
Let's go get our car.
Hour. Yeah. When you read it, and if you were reading a book and pronouncing it but versus just in common speak.
Yeah, it comes out differently.
Yeah.
Well, and it makes me think too when I just did this. So one of our children is adopted. We adopted him from Ukraine when he was 10. So there's still so many ways that the English language is confusing or hard.
And my daughter is learning to read right now. And you try to explain to her why a word makes the sound it is. And then they're just like, oh, yeah, those are words you have to memorize. They call them sight words.
Yeah.
And then they have different things like, a magic E at the end of the word. That makes it a long vowel.
Yeah.
And it when you're spending years and years just know how to read and you're used to it, you stop thinking about how ridiculous some of the pronunciations
the rules are. Yeah. And that's one of them, right? Where we say, let's go get our car. Well, then somebody that doesn't know the language might spell it A-R-E.
Yes.
Because they don't. But when we read it, we say our.
Either.
Either.
Yeah, either way. I say either way, but when I read it, I say either. That's the strange thing. Yeah, reading it versus,
I had no idea doing this was going to be such a soul searching.
I know. I'm going to be silent for a while and just think about
how you're speaking. How I speak. Yeah.
Bagel.
Crayon. Instead of crayon. Ooh, neither of us said crayon.
Get me a crayon for my artiste of a child. My 2-year-old artiste says crayon.
I'll take the rouge color.
Ben.
Oh, here. This is probably one of the biggest ones that people say differently.
Aunt?
I say aunt, but my sister-in-law says aunt.
Aunt. Auntie.
Yeah, so I've always been Aunt Kristen.
Aunt Kristen. How have you been?
Yes. Well, this brings up something funny.
Picture?
No.
Oh.
Primer.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, we got, for those of you that are new, we got in trouble for it, the Cabin Cast Getaway Primer, which... You know, to me, a primer is like getting something ready for something. But we had a user that wrote in. We'll have to look up what episode that was.
Yeah.
That just let us have it because it's actually a getaway primer if you're, I don't know. Actually still don't understand the argument totally. But that was one of those where the old way of saying it is kind of gone. And people would look at you funny if you say it the right way.
And you do want to be like... Let's agree to disagree. It's my word. And it says... Tour.
That's kind of the same word. Yeah. Tour. Oh, going on a
tour. I'm going to have to add it in there.
But we just kept picture.
Oh, okay. How do you say that?
Picture. Picture.
Or you put a T.
Or picture. See, those two, those ones seem like they're kind of pronounced the same. It's just the emphasis.
But I do hear people now that we read that saying picture.
Oh, like picture.
With a T instead of the...
Oh, this one. Caramel. Caramel. That caramel does sound more delicious.
It does, doesn't it? It sounds creamier.
Yeah.
But another one that you like read it differently, right?
Yep. This is Celtic.
Celtic.
You say Celtic, the Boston Celtics?
No.
Yeah.
I say the Boston Celtics.
Right. But that's if it's a Celtic pattern, you say Celtic. Yeah. Right. It depends on the use of it. Right.
Yeah. I think it depends on what advertising tells us we should say.
Yeah. Syrup. Those are the same two, though. S-I-A. See, for those of you who
syrup.
Can't, which is everyone. Syrup.
Or syrup.
Okay.
Syrup. Yeah, I never say syrup.
Or maple syrup.
Yeah.
Connoisseurs.
Ask them what they say. We can go back to that episode, too.
This is just New Orleans. New Orleans. I say New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And some might depend on where you live. Some of these words I didn't know people really said differently.
Almond.
Those. Do you know anybody that says it different? Almond.
Almond. <I don't> Cauliflower.
I say cauliflower, but it looks like some people say cauliflower.
Cauliflower. Some of these are just regional. Yeah, it is. For sure. They're just talking about people with accents. Oregon.
I say Oregon, but some people say Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah, when you die in the Oregon Trail.
You do. I say Oregon Trail.
Yeah, but Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
If you're going to Oregon.
I wonder, people in Oregon, we have a lot of listeners in Oregon. So I would like to know if you live in Oregon, is it different places in the state?
Or they all say it the same way and think we're all strange for not knowing.
Yeah.
My parents are in Oregon right now.
Oh, you have to call them and ask them where
are you and how do you say it?
Yeah.
Coupon.
Coupon. No.
Coupon. That's the other way.
I've never heard anybody say that one.
Get me a coupon.
Here's a word that's not really used in the language. Mauve. It was used a lot. Okay, so when I was maybe in 7th grade, the best thing that ever happened to me is I got mauve luggage. The color mauve.
Isn't that, I'm thinking, that's like a maroon?
Kinda? It's like a pinky, dusty, rosy. Pinky, purple.
Dusty, rosy.
Oh, my gosh.
The best. That was the best thing that happened to you in 7th grade.
I got matching luggage that was mauve colored. I thought I was the coolest thing ever.
You were like a proper traveler.
Yeah. I thought I was classy and cool.
It would look good at the Motel 6.
It might still be there somewhere.
It used to be white and it's covered with the blood.
Yeah.
Jewelry.
Did you say jewelry?
I said jewelry too. Yeah. Pajamas. Pajamas. Some of these are just being stuffy and upper crust.
Right?
If
I think actually this word I use both of them. I think sometimes I say pajamas and sometimes I say pajamas.
Yeah.
I think I do both.
Yeah.
I might have to ask my kids what I say, because sometimes I think we don't even think about what we say and how we say it.
Yeah. It depends if you're hanging out with your English friend or your.
Right. Yeah. Or we have a phrase we say all the time. I have some friends that always say phrases they use a lot, and I probably have some too, but I'll have to ask them. Ooh.
Envelope.
Envelope.
You say envelope?
Mm-hmm.
Envelope. Groceries.
Groceries.
Sherbet.
Sherbet. But sometimes sherbet.
I don't say, you say sherbet? Sounds weird.
Yeah, I do, but I don't eat sherbet. Sherbet.
I eat sherbet.
Do you? Like orange sherbet?
Yeah, I used to eat a lot of rainbow sherbet back in the day. Not so much anymore, but that was a big
go-to. That'd be funny if you still did.
If I still ate a lot of sherbet.
The little push-ups.
Yeah.
No, I don't eat a lot, but that might be a refreshing thing to start doing in the summer.
Yeah. Foyer.
Foyer.
Foyer. That's not even, that's a different word almost if you call it a foyer.
But maybe.
And this is foyer, F-O-Y-E-R, foyer. I mean, that's just fancying things up that don't need to be fancied. But foyer by itself is already, I mean, if you have a foyer.
Some places in America just might be fancier than we are in the Northwoods.
I'm sure they are.
So I want to know who the fancy people are.
They all have foyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Caribbean.
Yeah, I say Caribbean, but a lot of people say Caribbean.
Yeah, again, you don't say Pirates of the Caribbean, you say Pirates of the Caribbean.
So do you think when Disney is doing the movie, mm-hmm. do they sit and debate for 4 days about which way they're going to pronounce it?
I think Disney debates about everything all the time.
I think, I'm like, wow, these are decisions, like when you're the Boston Celtics or the...
The Celtics.
Celtics.
Yeah.
But you know what, there's probably some linguists listening that could answer all our questions.
Yes.
But...
Yeah. And that one lady doesn't listen, though, anymore. They got us on the primer. Drawer? Yeah.
Drawer.
Yeah, that one. Drawer or drawer. See, again, that's just a dialect one. Florida?
Florida.
Aren't those spelled the same? Oh, Florida or Florida.
Yeah.
Florida is just how you're...
Some people say Florida, too, I think.
Florida. Poem.
Poem.
Yeah, we're different than that when I say poem.
So I might be like, you're going to read a what on the podcast
a
today?
Poem. Poem. You mean a poem? Oh, this is another fancy one. Privacy.
I say privacy too, but I think I should start saying privacy.
I would like a little privacy, children, please.
Try that today.
Yeah, I'll try that with
you
my
know what?
Kids.
Knowing the little tiny bit I know about your kids, they would probably love to learn the other ways to say these words.
Privacy.
I think they would use them.
Yeah, they give me no privacy.
Yeah. I think you got to tell Sam that tonight and see how she's like, I'll give you some privacy.
Yeah, right. Oh, this is another fancy one. Schedule.
Schedule.
Do you say, put it on my schedule?
I don't, but I want to.
We need to start just changing. We can be like the walk around with our noses turned up and talk like that.
Yeah.
Tournament.
But some people do say tournament.
Tournament. Oh, this is museum.
Museum. I don't know another way to say it.
Museum.
I've never heard anyone say museum.
Museum. Flourish.
Flourish.
See, these are just the same. Are these
no, spelled? They're different.
Flourish there's people or say, flourish.
There's people that say flourish. I say flourish.
Flourish.
And some people say flourish, I bet.
Okay. Miracle.
Miracle. Do people really say?
Miracle.
Miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle.
That seems more just the tone of your voice.
Yeah, right.
Changing that.
Et cetera. I don't know the difference there.
Et cetera is what they're saying. So,
yeah.
Oh, this is an internet specific one.
Yeah.
GIF.
Yeah.
Are you a GIF or a GIF person?
I usually say GIF.
You say GIF? Mm-hmm. I'm a GIF.
I wonder, we need a poll. Of our listeners,
a
on
GIF
that
or,
one.
GIF or GIF,
yeah,
mischievous.
Mischievous. That one's a hard one.
Mischievous.
Mischievous. Yeah, mischievous. People do say mischievous.
Yeah. Were you more mischievous or mischievous as a child?
Neither.
You're neither. You're a little angel.
I'm not even joking. My mom's in town. We should call her and ask her. She will tell you I was an angel.
Mischievous. I was probably more mischievous
than mischievous.
Yeah, a mischievous probably.
We should, when we ask your parents about Oregon, I'm going to ask them about that one too. No, I had a little brother that was, did all the mischievous stuff that I didn't need to do any of it.
Route.
I say route, but sometimes route.
Yeah, I think that's just how you're feeling.
And another route one of those out. Route 66, right?
Yep. Salmon.
Salmon.
Well, not salmon or salmon. Again, I think they just have like a parade.com has just a super fancy guy at their office that they're making fun of for this. Because some of these are not different pronunciations. They're just the accent. Yeah. Coyote.
Coyote. But growing up in Texas, we said coyote.
Yeah. That one's, I think that's a regional one too. Coyote versus, we call them coyotes if you're in a hurry.
Like
that coyote's about to eat your cat versus, hey, look, it's a coyote.
He's going
to
eat our cat.
Coyote. You hear the coyotes yelling? Mirror.
Mirror.
Okay, that was number 50. Thank you for hanging out with us while we explored this.
I know. I want to know the other words people are thinking of. The one that's not on here that I thought of, and it's just a regional thing, is in Texas, people say, ICE.
ICE? Ice?
Yeah, ice, but it's ice.
Ice. That's, yeah, accent.
Yeah, it's an accent thing. And where you sometimes like you don't pronounce some of the letters, or it's, you know, how things all kind of flow together.
And then, and this is all like baseline things. Then you got to get into the, you know, bubbler versus water fountain, pop versus soda. And that gets dangerous online. We don't want to bring that stuff up. That's almost politics, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. So I'd love people's feedback on some of those words and things.
Yeah.
But. Hey, it's Kristen. I'm here to tell you about White Arrow's Home. White Arrow's Home is a lifestyle brand that shares a warm and cozy mix of design ideas, inspirational style, and personal journeys from the backdrop of the Wisconsin Northwoods and my lakeside log cabin home. I love sharing daily inspiration for you on my blog, through social media, and in my shop. At White Arrow's Home, you can shop in person in the store, but also online from anywhere. You'll find a mix of antique, vintage, and new furniture, accessories, and gifts carefully curated to fit our brand of classy cabin and cottage decor, campy style, and always a heavy sprinkling of plaids. New products come in the shop daily with decor that will let you bring Northwoods living into your own home and style spaces that are inviting, beautiful, and make family and friends want to linger longer.
So, okay. And one of the things we share tons of and our listeners really like is just music recommendations. Now, every once in a while, and we've had this in the past, is we find a song that could literally be our theme song for our cabin. So this one's really amazing. This is a song called Cabin in the Woods, and you can tell already probably why we like it. It's by Britt Taylor. It's her latest single from 2022. And Britt Taylor, in a small town known for dealing hard knocks, country singer-songwriter Britt Taylor hasn't flinched. After spending a decade playing by the rules, she broke out on her own and in less than a year released her debut. now I'm like second guessing all my things. Album Real Me, followed by Real Me Deluxe, and has already written and recorded her next album scheduled for release in 2022. I'm imagining the Cabin in the Woods will be on it. She's now living her dream, but it hasn't always been easy. Hard times have come more than once. She is Eastern Kentucky born and bred, with music flowing through her veins and songs resonating in her soul. She has known what she is meant to do since her debut on the Kentucky Opry at age 7, and she never lost sight of her goal.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so this is cool. So this is Cabin in the Woods by Britt Taylor.
I got a cabin in the woods. It does my soul so good. Come on over if you would to my cabin in the woods. I got an old dog. Still good at my cabin in the woods. Well, I would trade for a mansion on a hill, a condo, a car. I got a bottle I've been saving. Now and then, I feel like
talk about a catchy tune.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
She nailed it.
Yeah, that was fun. That's a great one to listen to while you're, you know, floating on the boat or driving in the car or sitting around the campfire.
Yeah, that one matches. Again, could be the theme song for the Cabin Cast. I was laughing because the one lyric, his legs are tired, but his heart's still good. I'm like, I get that.
Oh, yeah.
The other day I was painting the fascia on my house and going up and down the ladder 50 times.
Yeah.
Probably more than that, because you have to just move it every little time, just bumping the ladder down while you keep painting. And the next day, when you feel a certain way, you're like, oh, I'm getting old. And you don't think about the thing you just did the day before.
Right.
So the next day, my legs were so tired. So tired. And I'm like, oh, my legs are just awful tired today. And I didn't even think of it had anything. When you're young, you're like, oh, I ran a marathon yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I'm tired. This, I'm like, oh, I went up and down a ladder probably 100 times.
Yeah.
And I was really tired. And it never even crossed my mind until like at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, now I remember why my legs are tired.
Thank goodness. So, it's not just me.
It's not my body. It's my brain that's getting old too.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, I'm glad you shared that one. That one's going to be definitely a favorite. And I can see how that one, everybody like in the car would all of a sudden be singing along.
Yeah. That's an easy one.
Sing along for sure.
To match up.
Yeah. So. That's a great one.
Well, yeah. Great episode. Thank you everyone for listening.
Yeah.
Check us out in all the places.
Share us with your friends. Give us a review. We love that. It helps us get shared through the podcast channels more often. So thank you so much and have a great week, Eric.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Cabin Cast. You can find details and more information in the show notes on our website at www.thecabincast.com. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you won't miss a single episode. Follow us on your favorite social media channels. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Cabin Cast. We'd also love to hear from you. We want to hear your getaway and cabin stories. For a chance to have your story featured on an upcoming episode, email us at getaway@thecabincast.com. Until next week, enjoy the journey.